Coronavirus cases are on the decline, and Americans are again taking to the skies. Travelers are flying in great numbers. According to analysis by Adobe Digital Economy Index, domestic airline ticket sales in February topped sales for the same month in 2019. Now, the summer travel season is ahead, just as fuel prices and inflation are at record highs. Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us. Welcome back, Seth.
It's beer, Lisa.
So let's start off with the rebound in air travel. Are planes full once again? And what does this all mean for an industry slammed by the pandemic?
They're very full once again, at least domestically. I mean, some international planes are full too, but there's still just a lot less capacity, far fewer seats flying internationally than before. But when you look at domestic travel, we are basically back to pre-pandemic levels. So from a volume standpoint, that's good news. But you mentioned some of the other challenges, including, of course, high fuel prices. That cuts two ways. Number one, airlines have to buy all that fuel. And number two, that is taking spending power, taking money out of the pockets of consumers. That hurts airlines too.
Okay, so right. Gasoline prices today is averaging the prices $4.30 a gallon nationwide. So are airlines going to compensate by increasing ticket prices just as people start flying once again?
Yeah, they want to. And the tricky part about it is that airlines, and this might sound counterintuitive, but airlines don't exactly control ticket prices. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Of course, they decide what to charge. But airline tickets are a commodity. And generally, what the price is just what people are willing to pay. Airlines in good times and bad times are always trying to charge as much as people are willing to pay. And there's just only so much demand out there. The way they get prices up is by cutting supply, by flying less. This is what they've learned over the years. And so then indirectly, as they cut supply, take seats out of the air in the coming months, that in turn is what indeed pushes up airfares. And sure enough, they're doing that, cutting supply, and we're seeing some of those airfares tick up now into the summer.
But doesn't it make more sense to put more people in the air with more planes and charge a reasonable price?
Yeah, the problem is that when fuel is this expensive, their break-even airfare, that's a metric in the airline industry, is just a lot higher. Airlines actually do prefer lower airfares when fuel is also a lot lower. You know, overall, they make more money if they can do what you said, because they can be more productive. It's largely what you call a fixed cost industry where, yeah, you already have the airplane, you're paying for it, right? Might as well fly it as much as possible. But when fuel is really expensive, they just can't make money with low fares. And so the only way to get those airfares up above that break-even point is to take seats out of the air, to cut supply.
Okay, so how do we beat the system, Seth?
Well, generally speaking, I think everybody knows, don't wait until the last minute, Lisa, to purchase tickets. Not everybody knows that the opposite isn't exactly true. It's not the earliest bird who always catches the cheap airline ticket. Generally speaking, on average, you get the best deal about a month or two before you travel. There's no guarantee, Lisa. I waited a little too long. I was going to buy tickets about a month or so ago before everything happened. And those prices that I was waiting for, yeah, they went up. But overall, a little bit of patience pays. Wait until you're in that sweet spot a month or two before you travel.
You should take your own advice. Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.